The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:01, 10:02 now on ESPN 97.5. Just me and Dell, although Lance is still sitting here. We got a meeting after the show, so he can't go anywhere anyway. So we're holding Lance hostage. The headlines today, really, Deshaun working out. We saw that. Quincy Avery put out a video of Deshaun throwing. And, well, it was basically about Quincy Avery, how much he loves his job, how great his job is teaching Deshaun. But then there was a Instagram post by Deshaun getting ready to lift. Deshaun back to work, but we'll see if it's for the Texans at any point ever again. Jalen Ramsey said no. He is extremely unhappy and will never play another down for the Houston Texans. There is a good question. I know a lot of fans have already turned on Deshaun. I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, it is the number one question in this city since the James Harden question. The number one. Every question here lately is, so when will this guy leave?
Yeah, not a lot of, hey, how good do you think the team's going to be?
Right, no. When does this guy want out?
Is Carlos leaving?
Yeah. Well, that is another question. Lance McCullers is another question. He made his debut yesterday, and he looked pretty damn good. The Astros offensively looked pretty damn good. Miles Straw with a double and a run scored. Big five-run first inning that made the game pretty boring. But the Cardinals were certainly getting on Angel Hernandez behind. Angel Hernandez had to stop the game and tell the Cardinals dugout to shut up. But that's every game. That's just what happens. Fromber looks like he's done for a while. Dusty's already planning on, man, long-term, who's going to step up kind of thing. That sucks. And Creighton has suspended their head coach, Greg McDermott, for using the term plantation to his players. We'll see. He's not going to be coaching the last game, but they didn't say how long this is. Did you see how long? They haven't decided how long.
No, I just see that he won't coach against Butler this weekend. He got one game in against Villanova, which they lost. Creighton will be a tournament team, so they have to decide whether he'll coach in the Big East tournament and also the NCAA tournament. So. You think he's done?
I think he's done there. I do. I think it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird situation now.
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's his one, I mean, one football. He's been
there, and he's been there forever.
Yeah.
He is the face of Creighton basketball. Once his son, Doug, went on to the NBA, the McDermotts are Creighton basketball.
Yeah.
For people outside of that area, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a faux pas, just a slip of a word. I mean, that's so unbelievable.
He offered to resign, but I guess his player said no. Come coach, and then the school was like, ah, we gave you that one, but yeah. Now we're gonna tell you to step aside for a bit.
Weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird, Les Miles is weird. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Well, he actually was texting, and he inappropriately said some things to a student back in 2013. Yeah. LSU female students brought one up to his condo, kissed one. Just less.
He was reprimanded in 13 after accusations of inappropriate conduct with female students, and LSU banned him from contacting female students.
Yeah, that's an indicator that. And his marriage lasted up until just a couple of years ago, I think, but I'm not going to even go there.
Why
the marriage ended, but there were rumors about infidelity.
So the investigation done by a law firm did not find that there was any sexual relationships with any women. Okay. Miles was also accused by athletic department staff of saying that the female student workers who helped the football team lure top recruits need to be attractive, blonde, and fit. So that's the Tennessee system of doing things.
Yeah. There's not. What's wrong with that?
Apparently, plenty wrong with it, considering he was reprimanded for his actions.
What?
Oh. Should Should
we want the girls that are going to show the guys the recruits around to be attractive?
But okay. I guess the question would be.
Well, you know what? We can't have any attractive cheerleaders anymore.
Well, I guess the question would be: should you have a staff of women to lure recruits? Should that be a thing that exists?
Well, not lure. That's but what to it says. Show around
team lure to who help the team lure top recruits.
Listen, is it better? Okay, let me ask you a question. You're a recruit. You go to a campus. Mm-hmm. Is it better to have a pretty girl or a not pretty girl?
Do what?
Show you around. That's all. And listen, I don't endorse them pimping out these girls. That's
well,
terrible.
I think that's the thing.
But would you rather?
If I'm the recruit, the 18-year-old?
Or if I'm the head coach, I want a pretty girl to show the guy around.
And I get sure. If it's either one or the other, sure. But I guess the belief is, hey, maybe don't have them
there
at all.
There you go. Why?
You just said you weren't in favor of it. You just said you weren't even in favor of it.
Now, not pimping out, I wasn't.
Well, what do you think they're
That's not
suggesting?
Pimping out. It's to show the guys
what
around.
What does lure mean? What do you think it means?
Oh, hey. I want you to come to this university.
Well,
I'm not going to do stuff. I just want you to come here. And if I'm pretty, I can be more persuasive. But you just don't want women working at all.
Yes,
apparently you live in 1940.
This is that's what I said. If I lived in 1940, my life would be completely different. Let's be clear.
Yeah. A lot of jazz slander last night.
As well, they should get some of that. Who cares if they're the best team in basketball? They're the Jazz. No one likes them.
Are they really, though?
Well, record-wise, at least.
Yeah. Are they, though? Are they the best team in basketball, though? I don't think so. So, the last two picks by LeBron and Durant, the last two picks were Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Hey, what the bleep? We got the best. We're the best team in the league, well, and this is what we get?
What's Rudy Gobert's place in an all-star game anyway?
What's, play some D.
Okay, sure. I mean, now the all-star game was competitive last year because they changed some of the rules, but no one's looking for Rudy Gobert to do anything. He's not going to be on the floor in the fourth quarter anyway. He'd probably get like a total of 12 minutes. Who cares?
No. The Rudy Donovan Gobert, Mitchell I understand. Thing. No, honestly, I fully understand Rudy Gobert. Donovan Mitchell?
Okay, go through the list. Who would you have taken before? Who would you have taken? Or who would you have, who, if Donovan Mitchell shouldn't have been second to last, who should have been after him?
So, I'm trying to find the list here. I had it here and I don't have it.
Are you taking Kawhi after Donovan Mitchell? Dame after Donovan Mitchell? Luka? I mean, Jokic after Donovan Mitchell?
No, obviously not. It would be, let's see. Gosh dang it, where's the list of the guys? Oh, here it is. Who would I take after him?
Yes, besides Vucevic. Gobert.
Julius Randle. I'm taking Donovan Mitchell before Julius Randle or Vucevic. Or, I mean, I could see, let's see, who else? Chris Paul.
No, Chris Paul is the, like, president of the Players Association. You're not taking him. They're not doing that
Chris
for Chris Paul.
Got picked way too high. Because he got picked by LeBron there because he's one of the banana boat guys.
He's also having a great year. But I get what you're saying. But yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who's better? Who's it better?
Who
Donovan
rather
Mitchell
have,
or Chris Paul?
I'd rather have Chris Paul if I have Devin Booker. I'm not building a team with Chris Paul, but...
Well, Devin Booker got picked, but Chris Paul didn't get picked on Devin Booker's team.
But Chris Paul has been a transformational player no matter where he's gone. He changes the course of franchise. Now he doesn't stay healthy enough to get him to the finish line.
Well, how about this? Devin Booker wasn't even on this team before an injury, and he was the second reserve pick by Kevin Durant.
Well, Kevin Durant may love him some Devin Booker.
Because Devin Booker's a good player.
Well, I just...
I mean, honestly, I might take, in this game, Donovan Mitchell over Zion.
I don't know.
Yeah. Zion's barely going to get to the other end of the floor by the time they shoot.
He's going to catch so many lobs.
That is true.
He's going to catch so many lobs in that game. People are just going to be trying to get him buckets because they want to make that type of play. I think Donovan Mitchell's he's very low on the list, too low.
You're being disrespectful.
I asked you how many guys should be behind him.
There's a few.
And I would say probably three or four.
Domantas Sabonis. Who do you want? Donovan Mitchell or Sabonis?
No one knows who Sabonis is. Of course,
no. Sabonis is having a great year.
I know, but no one knows who he is. He's an anonymous star. He's not even a star. He's an anonymous player for a relatively anonymous team with the Pacers. Yes, I know he's having a good year. Of course, I want Donovan Mitchell before him. Partly because I don't want to watch Sabonis play basketball in the All-Star game.
Because you don't like white guys. That's why.
I would take Luka before I took Donovan Mitchell.
Is he white?
Yes, he's Slovenian.
Well, see.
Yes, he's white.
You're anti-Euro.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
We have one of the greatest Slovenians ever on my team. I love Goran Dragic.
You love Goran Dragic?
Yeah. He's going to be one of those I bet you he might get his number retired for the Heat. He's been there so long.
What?
You know, he's a Heat lifer. He's not even a Heat lifer. He's with the Suns and the Rockets, but they love him in Miami. He'll probably get his number retired. Yeah,
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, Dragic, like, they keep giving him balloon one-year deals because they love him so much. He has a real shot at getting his number retired.
Oh, they look at who's here. Look who's here. Okay?
He got your milk.
Raul brought me milk.
Well, as well he should.
Okay. Where's my fries? Did you bring fries?
No, you don't get fries.
What the hell? Okay. Kobos Q is here, baby. In the house. My arch enemy.
John can stop being insulting.
He is
disrespectful.
No, I'm not being. I've never been disrespectful to Raul.
Ooh.
Just get your ass here on time.
Disrespectful.
All right.
Did you even?
And how about why showing me all this food on Twitter when you don't bring it here?
Because he has to promote. He's got a restaurant. He's not doing it for you.
Kobos Q, baby, in the house. Let's eat. 10:13 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, good beer drinkers. John Denman from Drink of Ages Radio Show here. We are back every Friday night at 9 p.m. with a good beer and great conversation as we interview leaders in the brewery and distillery world, throwing in some badass music from local and national acts. Grab a beer and some special friends and tune in every Friday night, 9 p.m. here on ESPN 97.5. Get more information at drinkofages.com and on social media at Drink of Ages.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the Coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Big ups to my good friend, Raul. Kobos Q brought us Yao Ming sandwiches.
That's not what they're called.
Sounds like it to me.
They're not. Yao Ming is not even Vietnamese. He brought banh mi.
What is it?
Banh mi. Not Yao Ming.
Banh mi?
Not banh. Banh mi. Vietnamese sandwich.
Oh, food.
Yes, and he's got some of the tasty.
Banh mi.
And Raul, you know, because he's still a barbecue guy at heart, brought a little extra for us, too.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
But he's branching out, so if you look at all the stuff he puts out there, you go, look, man, maybe I would like a little something different. Some green stuff. He can provide that for you, too. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm
not a big cucumber guy, so I took mine off.
No, they're good in the sandwich, though. They add something to the sandwich.
Bommy.
John, you don't deserve Raul.
What are you talking about? That's my best friend.
You're disrespectful.
That's my best friend right there.
That man traveled up here, brought a delicious sandwich.
Yeah.
Lance took double portions.
I know,
that's what he is.
We took a
single.
Yeah.
He took a double,
took a double
of the spicy one too.
I know.
I'm a little upset with that. He took a double.
I'm taking another one.
But the other one's less spicy.
As I want.
But appreciate Raul stopping by.
You brought just the meat?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pork?
Gotta ask him.
It's
tasty. Well, he's talking to Lance
Lance is telling him how he makes his Yao Ming.
It's not a Yao Ming sandwich.
Listen, it's awesome. So there's that. You got a problem with Cliff Kingsbury comparing J.J. Watt to Tom Brady?
Does he believe J.J. Watt can change the course of a franchise?
Well, and in this way, you compare him to Tom Brady. I would say J.J. Watt has the type of presence that you don't want to let him down. You saw and you heard some of those qualities, some of those quotes come out of Tampa with Tom, and guys just don't want to let that type of player with that type of work ethic, that type of legend, they don't want to let him down. They don't want to be that guy that doesn't hold up their end of the bargain. I can see that.
Understood.
But he's already got that.
That makes sense.
He's already got that.
And who?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. You would think you would think with Larry on the team, leadership wouldn't be in question, but maybe you want it for the other side of the ball too. But can J.J. Watt change Arizona into a legit Super Bowl contender? I don't see that. But
no.
Sure, there's a guy you want to respect and play for. I see that.
Yeah. That whole defense. I mean, that dude is a three-time defensive MVP. There ain't nobody with those credentials on that team other than Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, yeah, Larry Fitzgerald's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. First ballot Hall of Famer. But yeah, even he doesn't have the MVP stature that Deshaun does, that J.J. does. And, you know, neither of them are certainly even close to their peak, but they're both so respected. I could see what Cliff is saying.
Ooh, someone chimed in. It's Friday. Are you allowed to have meat on Fridays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lapsed Catholic.
Yeah, I haven't been doing that. I haven't really been doing that.
All right. I don't want to hear any slander from you when it comes to me and religion. You just spitting on your faith.
Yeah. No, not doing that. It's not an allowed thing, but it's actually I'm going to a Bible church now, which they don't.
They don't care so much.
They don't do that.
Isn't that nice?
So apparently Brett Favre has taken back his criticism of Deshaun Watson. Brett Favre told Yahoo Sports Watson should let the chips fall where they may rather than express his frustration with the Texans. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. He has taken it back. When I made those comments, I also said, I don't know all the details. Honestly, in fairness to Deshaun or anyone in that situation, it's probably best that I didn't make the comments I made. I made them specifically based on the fact that, again, not knowing the details, which I think obviously is very important, so I'm wrong in respect to making comments without knowing the facts. What facts does he know now that he didn't know before? How stupid Cal is?
I can't imagine what else there would be. Did he ask people around the league and they're like, no, the owner is a trash heap. The franchise is a trash heap. This isn't a normal situation. That's the only thing I can think of why now he's walking it back, other than, hey, I don't really like being criticized so much. I'm in retirement. It's supposed to be fun for me.
Yeah, let's take a look, though, here. I mean, wins as a quarterback. Brett Favre went through a 4-12 season. For the most part, Brett Favre won. And he had 5-8 in his last year. He went through 4-12 season, and he was gone 2 years after. He stayed two more years and then he left. He was 13-3 in his last year in Green Bay. For the most part, though, he won 8, 9, 9, 11, 13, 13, 11, 8, 9, 12, 12, 10, 10. He won in Green Bay. He didn't have a dumpster fire.
No, the biggest issues Brett Favre had with that franchise was when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he looked at his team consist overall and goes, man, we run poorly. I don't think he had to deal with that.
What year did they draft?
That's 2005, right?
And that year they went 4-12.
That's the year that they drafted Aaron Rodgers? So Brett didn't handle it well, I guess. What
Apparently
happened?
Not. He did lead the league in completions, attempts. He also led him in the league in interceptions.
He had some of that.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
He led the league three times in interceptions. That's what he did. I mean, boy, talk about.
Was that his
508 touchdowns and 336 interceptions.
Isn't he the leader overall in interception thrown?
All time?
Yeah.
336, probably.
Because unless you are as good as Brett Favre, you don't get the opportunity to throw that many interceptions.
Right. Man, every year he played 16 games, just every year. After starting in 93, he just played 16 games every year and started 16. I mean, he's just unbelievable. Up until 2010, where he played 13 games for Minnesota. So he apologizes to Deshaun. Oh, whatever, everybody's got to apologize for everything.
Yeah, everyone's wrong when it comes to Deshaun, unless you're on his side.
Everyone's wrong about everything. We have to apologize for everything.
You don't apologize for anything.
Yeah, I always apologize.
To who?
I apologize to Raul when I said what an a-hole he was for not bringing food.
He said, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
When? I apologize now.
I can't right now.
What? It's
because
easy.
Because we're in the show.
What does that mean? You said it on the show.
No. Well, I'm sorry you didn't bring food today.
No, that's not a real apology.
I'm sorry you didn't. And you know what? I'm really sorry you don't bring food every day here.
See, that's why I point out you don't deserve Raul.
Yeah. No. I deserve Raul.
You should let him pour that milk in your mouth.
He brought me milk. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? ESPN offered Skip Bayless a reported $30 million to reunite with Stephen A. Smith. What? I mean, is there anybody that has made more money? Skip's getting $5 a year now with Fox, and he's offered $30 from ESPN?
I thought Fox upped the deals to keep him. I saw that somewhere where Fox upgraded their deal for him so they wouldn't lose him.
Why?
Max Kellerman's getting the athlete treatment where he finds out they're trying to get his replacement and it's public.
Skip Bayless Inc.'s new $32 million deal after ESPN's failed Stephen A. reunion attempt.
So Fox said no. He's too valuable to us.
Is he that valuable? 4-year, 32. He's making $80 a year.
Yeah.
What the? I don't. Is there anyone? I really, honestly, when I see Skip Bayless, and there's a lot of people that feel this about me. They hear me on the radio and they have to turn it off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I get that. But as soon as I see Skip and he starts, though, I just have to, I don't follow him on Twitter because I can't, because I'd be like, another Skip fail. I mean, is there anybody that is just. And Chris Sims is getting in this neighborhood now.
Yeah.
He really is. When he says that Zach Wilson and Kellen Mond are better than Trevor Lawrence.
What do you say about Kellen Mond in comparison to Trevor Lawrence? He's a better thrower of the football or something like that?
Yeah.
The Skip thing, I can't say I understand that appeal because I didn't watch him when he was with Stephen A. Smith. And he only does that show, right? Like, Stephen A. at least is like the ESPN all-everything dude. They come to him for everything. So
yeah.
I can understand why they're paying him that so much considering how much he does. But Skip just does that show, right? Does he do anything else for Fox?
No.
They don't go.
Why would they want him for something else?
Yeah, they don't go to him.
Are they really have that many viewers that they can pay him $8 million? Is their advertising that good?
Apparently.
That you can pay that dude $8 million a year
because,
for that show on Fox Sports?
Yeah, they don't have a national highlight show and they would pull him on to talk about something when something major happens. So it has to be just that show.
Anything for him on their college football day?
No.
What
is anyone going to? Does anyone go to Skip for actual sports opinions or sports analysis?
No. Well, and Stephen A. does basketball.
Yeah, that was his bread and butter.
College football, he's ruined himself.
Or boxing.
With Wayne Haskins being a runner.
Yeah, or in football, he's had his issues there too. But they go to him for things.
Have a Hunter Henry problem?
Yeah, he thought Hunter Henry was still active and playing for the Chargers at the time when he wasn't. So I just don't get the Skip thing because he does one thing, and it's apparently worth $8 a year.
Goodness gracious. Are you kidding? That ESPN offered 30 and that he got 32 from Fox, it makes me want to throw up now. I'm going to throw up all this Yao Ming.
It's not. You need to pause when you say that. You probably shouldn't say that. It's a banh mi sandwich. I'm probably not pronouncing the first word right. But Vietnamese, and Raul brought it because he's expanding his arsenal.
He is.
Yes.
And it's delicious, by the way.
Is it a brisket banh mi?
What is it? No, it's pork. It's pork, right, Raul?
Pork belly. Nice.
Yeah. No. And that pork belly just on its own? What? 1027 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Dell, you caught me in mid-bite for Cobos Q. How do you pronounce it? Banh mi? Banh mi. Banh mi food.
Yes, you, since you just ate it, yes, it's food.
Food. Yeah, it's not a male golfer.
It's for real, too.
No, it's really
good. He hit all the flavors. That was really good, yeah.
Are you... That's an Asian thing, right, Raul? You of Asian blood? I didn't know there were...
Of Asian blood.
Banh mi.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that...
Banh mi.
Banh mi?
It's banh mi.
Banh mi.
Puerco mi.
Banh mi bocadillo. No, it's a banh mi bocadillo.
You gotta have the for real French bread too.
Yep. No, that's real. That's real. Yeah.
That's where it starts.
That's good stuff. It's great. It's actually great. Is this new on the menu? Yeah. All right, let's go.
We got the spices. So, there's some heat in it.
So last week he put out what was it? The
He said mention Dell and mention Dell and Lance for the birria tacos.
Yeah, the birria tacos.
He'll throw in an extra.
I'll give you an extra taco, but if you mention John, I take one away.
Yeah,
he said he had 30 people come in. All right, I mentioned Dell and Lance. Give me another one.
Yeah.
He said he lost his ass on it.
Just to get a shot off at
I
you.
I mean it for real.
Yeah. No, not for real. Yes, for real.
No, not for real.
You said that, so you got to give up on it. You got to give up a taco.
Oh, who do you like the best? Oh, I like John. Oh, okay.
Well, take one away.
Good. I had to make up for the other one.
He had none of that. Not everybody lied just to get an extra taco. Okay.
No, they didn't lie. They were telling the truth.
No, they were lying about stuff. No question about that.
You literally take food out of people's mouths.
That's who you are.
Dell and I have been saying that for years.
What are you talking about?
Taking food. Yeah, you're one of those people.
You took every food out of every. You took an intern's hamburger.
No, she just reached right over and got another one.
No, you. He did take an intern's hamburger.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. It was made up and ready for her.
A
tray of 50. And our intern supposed then to make it for
you,
us?
Then why didn't you make one yourself if it's a tray of 50? Why didn't you make it for yourself if it's a tray of 50? Why did you come?
I thought they... I'm not going through this again. I already thought that
Yeah,
had been
because
made
it's ridiculous. You won't
general.
Go through it again. You're going to tell us you thought someone made a burger for you and set it to the side.
Tatiana wasn't even here.
She was going to get condiments.
Room.
She went down the hall to get like a plate.
I taught her a lesson about trying to make her food before the host seat.
Oh, I don't think the lesson of a white man taking something from her she needed. I think she knew. Cisgender white males always step in.
That's what they do.
Tell me what I'm doing. I'm dabbing on you, Dell.
You're not dabbing on me. You didn't take my burger.
I did.
Did you see this? What do you guys think of this? The Ravens have proposed an overtime procedure rule. Works like this. One team picks the spot of the ball to start overtime. The other team chooses whether to play offense or defense. For example.
Spot of the ball?
Yeah. I want my own 20-yard line. You want to play offense or you want to play defense?
No. That's terrible. You have to have uniformity.
What do you mean?
They're not going to leave it up for teams to do that. The league is a league of uniformity. If anything, they got a sock guy on patrol on the sideline.
But.
Get your socks right. Get that right. You think they're going to let them randomly pick distances?
Well, yeah.
Here's what the Ravens would do. We're starting at the 45 because we know we've got.
But then Tucker. The other team would say, no, we'll play offense.
Good, because we got Tucker in our back pocket.
No, that's the other team gets the ball first because they picked offense.
No, if you start at the spot.
Lance, if the Ravens pick the 45, the other team gets to pick
the
offense.
You still both get a chance,
no,
right?
Because if you score a touchdown, the game's over.
Well, is that would that be
yes,
what it is?
It's still the same rule.
Well, then why would you not pick? Okay, we'll pick it at the – we'll start the 3-yard line.
Then the other team picks defense.
Then the other team picks defense. I mean, it's not that you're
– Well, the Ravens' defense, here's what I would do. I would pick it at the 50. Let's say go ahead. You want the ball? Go ahead.
So then you're going to give them points.
Oh, well, no, but then they punt and you keep playing, right?
Yeah.
But then that's stupid. Then everyone's going to pick 25-yard line. Why would you ever not do that?
Well, but that eliminates now.
Eliminates what?
It eliminates the coin toss deciding who you get to pick. Where do you want the ball? Oh, you want to give them a chance to have the ball at the 35. Okay. Guess what? You got to play defense.
How do you decide who makes that pick?
Coin toss. No, but the other team at least doesn't automatically lose because they lost the coin toss. You get to pick offense or defense. You have some say in it.
You still do if you win the toss.
All you get to pick is the yard line, not offense or defense.
The yard line shouldn't even change.
That's the whole point of it. The yard line decides whether you want to play offense or defense.
But you can say offense or defense if you win the toss. If you win the coin toss, you can say offense if you want. You can say defense if you want. You still get that choice.
Nobody says defense. Everybody takes the ball.
But you could if you choose
to. But nobody does, ever. You want the ball first every single time. Every single time.
So why would you ever not pick that then?
What are you talking about?
If you win the toss, you just say that, and the other team picks the spot. We'll just pick the 25.
No, you pick the spot. The other team picks offense or defense, Lance.
He's talking about...
No, if you win the toss, why do you... If you win the toss, you're forced to pick the spot?
Yes.
That's how it works. You lost the toss.
No.
Yes, you do. If you don't want that, if you'd rather get the ball first, then you just lost the toss.
No.
It's still a coin toss, John. Everything's still being decided by coin
by
toss.
By where you choose to start, that will decide which team gets offense and defense.
It's always going to be the same.
No, it isn't. No,
why
it isn't.
It
It'll be completely different. It is believed the break-even point would be the 13-yard line. For the 14 or beyond, the team choosing offense or defense will be more likely to take the ball. For the 12 or closer, the team choosing offense or defense will be more likely to opt to defend.
Why is that?
Because it's so much harder to score from your own 13-yard line. But apparently, I'll take the ball at my own 14. Now, it's a lot harder to end the game with the first drive. If you say 15-yard line every time, which one would you take, offense or defense?
Defense.
You would take defense?
Yeah.
So
I think that's wrong. I think if somebody took it at the 14, they're not all taking offense. It would all depend on the other teams. I mean, it's going to be highly dependent upon your defense, the other team's offensive ability, weather, how the game has gone, all that stuff.
Yeah. Regardless, the spot-and-choose approach replaces chance with strategy. One team picks where the first drive in overtime begins. The other team picks whether to take the ball or not. It's a fascinating wrinkle that would revolutionize overtime. More importantly, make it fair to both teams.
Do that in Division III.
Let's see how it works.
There's no chance they do it in they do it in the NFL. No chance.
I like the college rules.
The NFL wouldn't even consider the onside kick. But instead of doing that,
I know
you can go 4th and 15. They won't even do that.
They won't think of anything that's outside the box.
No, this is stupid
to even talk about. What they should do is do college, but move it because the kickers are so much better. Move it back and start them at the 50 or the 50.
That's a long way to go.
But I mean, it doesn't flip.
Not only that, it makes the game a lot longer.
Okay, the 40 then. But you can also say, look, it's the first touchdown wins after, or however, you get a chance to answer, but you have to start going for two after the first overtime.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I would say probably the 35.
That's better than these
35
ties.
Makes it a 53-yarder.
These ties are stupid.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. And moving it to 10 minutes to save guys. We're going to play on Thursday nights, but we're only going to play 10 minutes overtime to save guys' lives.
You mean you're going to have another tie?
Yeah.
Which doesn't do anyone any
good. Right, right. That makes it even more likely of a tie, 10 minutes, as opposed to 15.
Or you do it untimed, or you just, like college, you just do it untimed. And you say, look, we go for two from the very beginning, not even after the second one. Right off the bat, you have to go for two.
Yeah. Give each. I mean, I like college rules best. I think the NFL's stupid with the way they do it. That if you score a touchdown, it's over. If you don't,
think the XFL's rules are the best.
Oh my God, the XFL's shocker. Overtime rules are excellent.
Shocker.
Yeah. No. And by the way,
I can't remember what you did.
No kicking extra points.
What
about
is the
that?
XFL rule?
I forget. Oh, you get the ball on the 5-yard line. Go and now
one play.
One play. Can you score?
Maybe get two plays. What? Put the run, make the run.
Was there ever an XFL overtime game?
Yes, they had one.
You didn't have one, right?
I never had one, no. I think it was that was the rule. I forget.
Because the Roughnecks were out there just killing people. Ass. That's how come.
The XFL... phrasing. killing that ass.
What?
That's what he said.
And again with that?
Phrasing, Lance. In the XFL overtime, teams get 5 1-play possessions from the 5-yard line.
Right. It's like soccer. It's like
penalty kicks almost.
It's penalty kicks.
Yes.
One play from the 5-yard line.
With successful conversions counting for 2 points.
Yeah. Successful conversions count for 2 points.
Yeah. So if you
That was awesome. Five 5-yard plays.
And if you made
like
it.
Like a penalty kick.
So four, if you did it four times, the other team only did it three, you win.
Things you win.
Like that.
That's fun. That's good, clean fun for the whole family. Yeah. No, that, see? Oh, XFL, doing it right again. Oh, and then, okay, and if you go for it from the 1 yard, okay, extra points, no kicking.
Out of here.
The one, the five, and the 10, was that it? Or the two, the five, and the 10? Whatever it was.
It was one, and then depending on the yard line, 1 point, 2 point, 3 points.
1 point, 2 points, 3 points. Yeah. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
That's what it is. Yeah, man. What did he, how did he finish that? One fish.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying to me?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Jack.
Love Jack Easterby. He's the best. He's the, his stand-up is going to live forever. I'm telling you. Let's get Carlos in here quick before we take a break. What did you say, Carlos?
He's not ready to go yet.
Oh, he's not.
Get him on. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Maybe.
There's Carlos.
Waiting, waiting. Maybe. There he is.
Yeah, Carlos.
Hey, guys, I had a quick question. All these overtime considerations for the NFL, I really want to know because I feel like this happened only because Tom Brady beat Mahomes that year. But I don't think it would have had this narrative if Mahomes had beaten Tom Brady. What do you guys think? I'll hang up right now.
I think people have been upset about the overtime
the other way around.
Period. I don't think that AFC title game had anything to do with it. People don't like the chance you get one possession, you score a touchdown, you lose.
The new rule was in place for that game.
I know. That's what he's saying. He said they wouldn't change things if it had gone the other way. It wouldn't be this push to change the overtime rules if Mahomes had won that AFC title game.
I think it would be the other way around.
I think people just don't like the rule. They don't like the aspect.
Who does the NFL... Is there any... Because Patrick... I don't get
his suggestion is that the push for the overtime rules to change is because of that one game where Brady went down and scored a touchdown to win the AFC
title.
Because
they hate Brady?
I guess, but I just think people don't like the rule.
No, I think it's first of all, going to 10 minutes was stupid. You have more tie games. And 5 minutes, five extra minutes as opposed, get rid of, if you're really worried about guys and concussions, NFL, get rid of Thursday night games.
You know, the Super Bowl ended that way too, not the subsequent one, but Brady was in the Super Bowl against the Falcons. They had a giant comeback. They got the ball first in overtime, went down, scored a touchdown, game was over.
It's stupid.
People don't like it.
Give both teams one chance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfair that you don't, that you, the other team just doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
And you know what? Colleges are doing it right. NFL. So it's some of the stuff that they do is just unbelievable. All right, news of the week coming your way next, right here. Finishing up the week strong.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Thanks, Raul. Cobos Q, everybody. Go see him. Atascocita, not far from Tour 18. Just about a mile away. Del, did you go play up there?
I don't use golf courses as a reference to things.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I'm going to be here, you know, next to that golf course. It's not how I work.
1047 ESPN 97.5. News of the weird, finishing up the week strong, Dell. This is the way you finish up a week. I don't think there's any question about that. How about this? Have you ever snorkeled?
No.
Okay. What if you were snorkeling and you found $1.5 million worth of cocaine off the Florida Keys?
Now, we've talked about when people find drugs, I'd leave it alone. I'm not playing that game. Because
not me.
People, maybe I've seen too many movies, but every time I've seen that, the drug dealers know you took their coke. And there's a knock on the door or something a little bit more aggressive. I'm never jumping in. Nah. What? There's coke there? Sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
No, I'm going to grab it.
All right.
Sell it back to them. Hey, I found it. Give me some money.
You think that's how it works?
Yeah.
You get to sell it back to the drug dealer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. They would reimburse you for your efforts.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Does reimburse mean a bullet to the brain?
No, that ain't it. Here. Okay. You find El Chapo. You say, dude, I found your coke. Here, El Chapo. And El Chapo would go, my friend, thank you very much. Here's $200,000.
You think gratitude is what they you be met with.
I found it on the bottom of the ocean.
And you leave it alone.
No, you'll get it. You're dumb. You know, okay. You'll never be rich.
That's probably true, but you wouldn't be rich in that scenario either.
Dell, have you ever tailgated?
No. Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I just think because I'm not a drinker, that is it really tailgating? But yeah, I've been in front. I've been out with people for a game.
So, okay, what about for the birth of a baby? Apparently, friends and family enjoy a full-scale tailgate party at the hospital parking lot while waiting for the birth of the baby.
Seems like
Does that sound like a great idea?
Seems like you should be really having a wake for the end of your life.
Which is better, the tailgate or the baby?
The baby's going to ruin your life, so the tailgate.
Mm.
The baby changes your life, and probably not in a positive way, at least in my eyes. The drinking, the eating beforehand, that's the best part of having that baby.
A new poll, Dell, says over a third of remote workers would rather quit their job than go back to the office.
I mean, I think a lot of businesses and people who have found out, I don't need to go into work to work. It's unnecessary. I can do the same thing at home.
Hmm.
And there are other people who say, look, staying at home sucks. I want to get out. But I think if you're a business, why the office space? If you can legitimately do your business with your employees at home.
Speaking of doing your business, I'm looking at a house. It's a living room. There's a radiator. Stairs, floor, wood floors. And then right in the middle of the room, there's a toilet. With just a little partition, like a glass see-through partition, where you can do your business, drop your deuce right in the living room. Is this something that you want?
How do you explain that to your guests?
Gotta go? Gotta go.
In the middle of the living room?
Right in the middle of the living room.
Nah, it's not a thing. Look, I'm all about progressive ideas.
Oh, this yeah, one, what about the stink?
This is one thing I'm not going to be down with.
What about the stink?
There are multiple reasons why it's wrong.
I remember there was a story not too long ago in Japan with see-through porta-potties. Remember mm-hmm. that one? Was it Japan or China?
Was it see-through or were they like two-way mirrors?
No.
You could actually see the people?
You could see that, yeah, they were. It wasn't the green one that you, it's a, yeah. Because it's 2021, Dell, Space Jam 2. We'll have a not-so-sexy Lola Bunny. Are you down with this?
This is more Fred's territory. I've heard him talk about sexy cartoon figures.
Yeah.
I don't care. I did see.
I like Jessica Rabbit a lot.
Yeah. I saw someone tweet, where's her ass? What?
What?
Because it had changed the way she looked. Talking about a bunny.
Well,
where did her ass go?
Yeah, here's her first appearance. She was going pretty good, Lola Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
but it's a. What did you just say?
What?
She was going pretty good.
Yeah, she had it going pretty good.
It's a bunny. What do I care what she looks like?
It's the. She's.
And the shorts are larger as well.
Well, she's wearing, why?
Because it's a bunny. Who cares?
I mean, that's.
Why are you sexual? Why are people trying to sexualize a cartoon bunny?
Because we got to have some sex. It sells.
No, it's a bunny.
I know. Get the bunny. Here comes Lola. She's coming in. Oh. Man, she can dribble. Dell, I just think athletically inclined.
You're not gonna get me into this. Well, the bunny is hot. You're not gonna get me.
The bunny's kind of hot.
Oof.
Just saying. Not anymore though.
It's weird lane.
2021.
Well, that's been going on for a little bit. Disney has caught heat in the past for the unbelievable proportions of their princesses. Like no real woman has that waist and that and those breasts.
Well, here's real life. Shallow Water High School in Lubbock. Apparently, they had a chivalry assignment that told girls to dress to please men. Is this a problem?
Ooh, how's that chivalry?
That is chivalry.
Telling a woman...
If you want a guy to throw his jacket over the water so that you can step over it, you better be dressed pretty good.
Is that the information you've given your daughters?
My daughters didn't need it. Trust me. I had to tell Frankie, okay, Frankie, we're going to stop pleasing men as much, okay?
Ooh, phrasing, John.
Yeah.
Once again.
Yes. I mean, with your look, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think that's chivalrous to tell a woman she should dress a certain way for a man to.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No,
I guess that's you.
Doesn't seem chivalrous to me.
Yeah. Apparently,
I've never seen, like, getting back to cartoons where chivalry is only exists there. I never saw a Disney prince going, you know what? If you hiked up the shorts a little bit, you'd make me a little happier. Never saw it in a Disney movie.
Well, you didn't see the, you know, there's a lot of the scenes that have been cut out.
Oh,
or
it hit the editing room floor. Huh.
Or they just, it really happened, but you just didn't see it in the movie.
Behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes.
Okay.
Dell, what would you come out of, if you were an escaped convict,
mm-hmm.
like, what would you come out of hiding for?
Maybe a funeral of a loved one.
Okay.
Maybe new information says I didn't commit the crime.
What about, okay, food maybe? Because you're starving?
Well, I would hope I've had a system set up where food's coming to me. But yeah, if I was starving, I'd
have to. If you were starving, you'd have to come out of hiding.
Sure.
Well, this escaped convict is heading back to prison because he came out of hiding to buy a video game.
Well, which one was it? Was it MLB The Show?
Call of Duty. The new Call of Duty.
Well, understood.
Really?
Sure.
You're going to risk going back to prison for a Call of Duty?
Well, how long have I been waiting for the game, John?
Well, you're going to wait a lot longer because you ain't getting one in prison.
Look, I feel like if I really need to play the game, I would have set it up where, you know, it could be delivered to my home or my hideout, you know, because games can be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon will send it to you, or Best Buy will send you the game, or wherever you ordered from. You don't have to. You don't have to go to the store.
You still have to give them a credit card. That's probably how he got caught anyway.
There are gift cards for that stuff too.
Yeah,
buy yourself
You got to go to the store to get a gift card, so you get.
Look, if you're in hiding, get caught there. Go send someone for you. You don't need to be the person.
Hey, dumbass! Don't you have any friends?
Well,
mix in a friend.
Depends on what crimes he committed, I guess.
Mix in a friend. We're done. The press box. And Charlie's here today, huh?
I can't guarantee that. I just know I'm not on a schedule to fill in, so I'm assuming he is.
I would assume. So that's something different on Friday. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.